National Football League wide receiver Don Beebe was drafted by the Buffalo Bills in the third round of the 1989 draft. In his nine seasons in the league, Beebe caught over 200 passes for more than 3,400 yards and 23 touchdowns. The speed burner also had over 1,700 yards and kick returns. And now at age 56, he's a college coach in his hometown of Aurora, Illinois. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? Thank you for choosing Sports and Commentary. Glad you checked in. My name's Greg Stewart, and this is a show that you helped to sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show and sustain it at WWIB.com. Don Beebe is this year's featured speaker at the 2021 Church of the Fair Northern Wisconsin State Fair. This Sunday begins at 10 a.m. with worship music. Then Don's going to share. Come for Church of the Fair. It's free parking, free admission all day at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair if you come for Church of the Fair. Don Beebe back with me on Sports and Commentary. So you play in five Super Bowls before you win your first, four with Buffalo. You played in Green Bay for a couple of seasons, went to a Super Bowl, lost that. But then, Don, finally Super Bowl 31, you taste victory, finally win the big one. Brett Favre's a quarterback. What was that experience like after losing those first five?
Yeah, honestly, losing four in a row and then in 96 going to Green Bay and then finally winning that one, I was the guy, I was a safety guy standing 10 yards behind Favre and while we were taking a knee, victory. So we knew we were going to win, right? And I remember looking up at the clock, seeing those last few seconds click off before mayhem, hits the field. And my thoughts, honestly, I felt in some way guilty. I felt like, Why me of all the guys in Buffalo and all the teammates that I had and Marv and Bill Pulling, the general manager, and Ralph Wilson, the owner, and all the fans in Western New York? I wish they could have been there with me experiencing what I was experiencing. When you go through four in a row, it's tough. I mean, it's a great experience, don't get me wrong, but it's still tough because you never win it. And so why was I the only guy? I just felt kind of guilty. So my thoughts, to be honest with you, Greg, at that time was going back to all those people in Buffalo. And then I walked up to Brett and he gave me the game ball and said, "Beebs, you deserve it, man." And I took the game ball over to my wife and my brothers. They came down from the stands and I gave my wife the game ball and my shoes and my clubs and just had a great moment. And then walked off the field, as the picture shows, there's pictures out there, but walked off the field with my 4-year-old daughter, who's about to have her third child today, by the way, and then my son, who's now playing with the Minnesota Vikings. He was one. So it was just a really cool experience for me to carry my kids off that field.
I bet. All right, coming to Church at the Fair, excited to have you here in the Chippewa Valley, and I know you're going to share your story of finding a personal relationship, life-changing, eternity-changing relationship with Jesus Christ. But can you just give us a little hint of what you're going to talk about? What is your story of personal faith? Who was the one who showed you what it means to give your life to the one who gave his life for you on the cross?
Yeah, my dad, without question. And so that, I think that's one of the reasons I got into coaching, too, because I was fortunate to have a mom and dad that loved the Lord. I grew up in a home that loved the Lord. I knew very early what it meant to love the Lord and to live that and live out your faith. Instead of just saying the words, I mean, Romans 10:9 says it clearly, that if you confess with your mouth, which many people do, but it's more than that. It's a repentive heart. It's just turning away from sin. It's living a life obedient to the Lord. That's what's important. And that's how you live a Christian life daily. And I learned that from my mom and dad. And then I had Pastor Hodge, my pastor growing up, which is a huge mentor towards me. And then as I grew, I just made sure that what's really important for young adults in schools, be it elementary, middle school, and high school and collegiately, is surround yourself with people of like-mindedness. You know, I've learned, my dad used to tell me, son, you're going to be standing on this chair. It's really hard to pull them up on that chair, but it's going to be real easy for them to pull you off that chair. So center yourself around people that have the same likings and beliefs. And so I have, and I married one. That was a good decision, too. So I give my credit, all the credit to parents. And why I mentioned coaching is because I think a lot of kids, a lot of kids don't have that. Matter of fact, most kids don't have that. And as a coach, you have such a huge platform to mentor that. And then I don't, again, like I said, I don't take that lightly.
Don Beebe, the former Bills and Packers wide receiver and this year's special guest speaker at Church of the Fair. Northern Wisconsin State Fair on Sunday, 10 a.m. is when the event begins with worship music. And then Don is going to speak. I'm excited to have you coming up here. Don, thanks for agreeing to do that, and we will see you on Sunday at Church of the Fair. God bless you.
Thanks, Greg. It's always good talking with you.
You too.